All right, back in the Young Turks, Cenk and Anna with you guys. And I got great news for you. You know I'm sick. I think I'm going to get sicker.
That's great. Can you not talk in my direction, please?
It's going to be kind of difficult today. All right, anyways, let me read you some tweets. Gabby writes in, if the DNC is so insistent on purging progressives from the Democratic Party, they better prepare for a rude awakening in 2018 and 2020. Hear, hear, Gabby. JustDemocrats.com/win, okay? Miri says, I used to believe we could reform the party, now I don't. Bernie needs to run independent, we'll follow him. Miri, you gotta trust me that that's not the right way to do it. There is enormous infrastructure problems if you run third party. That's okay, we got a great pirate ship named Justice Dems. Let's board their aircraft carrier and take it over, okay? JustDemocrats.com/win. And then finally, two tweets about the compilation of Fox News kissing Trump's ass. Kara Curley says, wow, they must go through gallons of lip gloss kissing that ass. And Zeno Frinia says, deep state has been leaking on you. That's rich. Agreed. I thought they liked trickle down economics. That's a trickle down on Trump in terms of leaks. All right, Casper, what's next?
All right. What's next? A bunch of the same old shit. That's what's next.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right. Two actresses have accused former President George H.W. Bush of groping them and following that type of sexual assault with an incredibly corny joke that they did not find funny, but rather offensive. Now, this story first broke yesterday when an actress by the name of Heather Lind shared her story on an Instagram post, which has since been deleted. She had written in the post that he, meaning George H.W. Bush, touched me from behind, from his wheelchair with his wife Barbara Bush by his side. He told me a dirty joke and then, all the while being photographed, touched me again. She also continued, so this story made headlines yesterday. And part of the reason why I didn't cover it was because there was a lot that was unclear to me at the time, right? So for instance, he has been wheelchair bound for the last 5 years. And sometimes you accidentally, you know, touch someone in a way that you didn't mean to touch them. I didn't know if that's what happened. I didn't know if it was intentional. As soon as the story broke, you know, a spokesperson for Bush released a statement apologizing for the joke. And then I'm like, oh, that seems like a bit of an admission, but still things are a little unclear. But now, recent reporting indicates that things are pretty clear. A second actress has come out and provided some evidence of him doing something incredibly similar. So first, let's take a look at Heather Lind's photo. This is what she posted on Instagram. And this doesn't show any evidence, but it shows the picture in question. He allegedly grabbed her behind while this photo was being taken. Okay, and Deadspin reported on this and said more than a year ago, a tipster passed word about the Heather Lind incident to Deadspin. We were told that Bush had, during a photo op, groped her and told her that his favorite magician was David Copperfield while fondling her. Really? This is that, you think that's acceptable? Like, that is wow.
No, no, of course it's not acceptable. So look, you can't do it, and that's why these stories are important. Now, the only reason why it's all a matter of degree, right? And first of all, none of the degrees are acceptable. It's never acceptable to grab a woman's ass without asking her. That's obvious, right? Most obvious thing in the world. But to some in the older generation, unfortunately, it's not obvious. So you know that because he's making a joke about it. Mm-hmm. In front of everybody. He's like, haha, David Copperfield, because I am grabbing your ass, even though I'm a former president. Uh-oh, it has begun.
Oh, no. Yeah, cough in that direction. Okay, so he's from a different time. Doesn't matter. He makes the joke and it's out in the open. And allegedly, Barbara Bush just kind of rolled her eyes at it and, you know, just kind of made light of it. And so, following Heather Lind's account of what occurred, there is another actress by the name of Jordana Grolnick who says that she experienced something very similar. In fact, she wrote, I got sent the Heather Lind story by many people this morning, and I'm afraid that mine is entirely similar. in August of 2016, Grolnick was working at a main production of Hunchback of Notre Dame. The former president caught a performance. He came backstage during an intermission, she says, and she had the rest of the cast gathered for a photo. So here's the setup. Here's how it all starts. Then she says, "We all circled around him and Barbara for a photo, and I was right next to him. He reached his right hand around my behind, and as we smiled for the photo, he asked the group, 'Do you want to know who my favorite magician is?' As I felt his hand dig into my flesh, he said, 'David Copperfield.'" And then she also provided a photo, you know, where you can see his hand touching her behind.
Okay, so the reason why this is not Weinstein level or O'Reilly or Ailes level is, one, he doesn't hold power over them, although he's a former president, I grant you that. Mm-hmm. It's also about intent. Like, those guys, almost same exact pattern. They would isolate the women in a room. They'd be in the room with them. They would ask for sex, and then they would touch them in all sorts of different ways. There's all these different things that they did. This is a guy who clearly does not know that what he's doing is wrong. That's why he's making a joke in front of everyone, including his wife, about David Copperfield. Now, it doesn't mitigate that he's doing it. And the reason I like these stories coming out is so that even 93-year-olds understand you can't just grab people's ass anymore. And apparently, maybe back in the day, they thought that that was perfectly acceptable. It is not acceptable, okay?
Yeah.
But in his own mind, and you could disagree with me and say, I don't care what his mind is, but he did not have malicious intent. Otherwise, he wouldn't have broadcast it to everybody, right? And so, and look, some of the older folks, and look, you could argue Ailes and Weinstein and O'Reilly are also old, but 93 is a different level of old. He served in World War II, etc. It's not, again, not an excuse. I'm just saying some of the older folks sometimes will use words that are outdated, like colored people. They don't mean, I don't like black people. They don't know that people don't use that word anymore.
So,
do you see what I'm saying? So I love that the story's coming out because it leads to more education so people stop doing it. Mm-hmm. But it just doesn't feel as evil as the other guys.
So, look, I get what you're saying. You know, he grew up in a different time where it was totally okay to grope people, women namely, and you know, feel this entitlement in regard to putting your hands on someone else without consent. But he's living, like he knows. I don't care what his intent was. His intent was to grab a woman's ass without asking permission ahead of time, right? It has been around, he knows how much society has changed. So I'll give you an example. When I was in middle school and high school, the F word, and I'm not referring to fuck, was thrown around left and right, and no one even cared. It wasn't offensive, it wasn't considered derogatory in any way. And guess what? Society has changed, it's progressed, and that word is unacceptable. And I never use that word. I know that using that word is wrong. I would never use that word and then use the excuse of, well, when I was growing up, that word was totally acceptable. No, society changes. And he's a president, former president, okay? He knows better. He is not entitled to grabbing anyone's ass. I don't care if he was born 93 years ago or if he was born 100 years ago or 500 years ago. Doesn't matter. If he's alive today, he knows that society's changed.
But that's my point, which is that he might not know. So, you know, when people say colored people, they don't know. They're not trying to rub your face in it. I think I heard a while back, someone even actually still used Chinaman. Mm-hmm. And now some folks that use that, they know what they're doing and they're total jerks, right? And some folks are just like stuck in 1950. And remember, this is the George H.W. Bush who got in a lot of political trouble because he didn't know what a scanner at a grocery store was. He's like, whoa, what is that? How does it tell you the price? He didn't know the price of milk. I mean, he was known for being clueless. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a smart guy, way smarter than his son.
It's a low standard.
But yeah, I hear you. Very low bar, right? Okay, so for the 18th time in the story, I'm not excusing his behavior. What I like that the story is coming out not as a ha-ha to the George H.W. Bush, but as a way of educating folks, if you lived in the old school and you thought that was acceptable, it is not acceptable. That is sexual assault. And people are justifiably very mad about that. Now, whether you think it matters what his intent is or not, that's a fine, I think, I hope that's a fine disagreement.
I mean, just one other point that I want to make, okay? You're taking this photo with these actresses while your wife is there. Like, even if we lived in this crazy society, which, you know, pretty recently we did live in this society where it was okay to just grope women like that, right?
Yeah.
What happened to family values? You're there with your wife and you are grabbing another woman's ass right in front of her. Unacceptable. Unacceptable on every level. So no, I just can't get over it. I can't get over like the excuses. I can't get over the apology / non-apology they release. Let's just quickly read that for you. This is from a spokesperson for Bush, graphic 8A. At age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years, so his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures.
Okay, let's pause there. It's for me to agree with Anna that that's a terrible excuse.
Yeah, but it gets worse. To try to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke. And on occasion, he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. What? No, that is not a good-natured thing, okay? You don't touch a person's ass thinking that it's completely okay and you're entitled to it. Some have seen it as innocent, others clearly view it as inappropriate. To anyone he has offended, President Bush apologizes most sincerely. Wow.
You're right, that's a terrible, now that I've reread, that's a terrible apology. Mm-hmm. I good-naturedly sexually assaulted you, and if you were offended, well, I mean, Jesus, okay, I guess we apologize.
Some people understand that it was good natured. You know, those are the good people. But if you were offended, we sincerely apologize.
All right, but Anna, super last thing. Let me ask you, do you feel any differently if George H.W. Bush does it in this manner or Trump does it? And the reason I ask that, or by the way, it could be Trump or Clinton, right? To me, it feels like Trump and Clinton know exactly what they're doing, and it feels way worse. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong. That's why I'm asking you, as opposed to H.W. Bush.
Here's the thing. Regardless of who it is, if someone puts their hands on me in any way that I don't want or like or didn't consent to, I'm gonna have the same reaction, emotion, and feeling toward it, right? And so I get where you're coming from, right? Trump has a certain level of sleaziness to him that might make me feel a little worse about it. But no, I think at the end of the day, when you're violated in that way, you're violated. Remember, I shared the story of the guy who grabbed my ass at a YouTube event. And I liked that guy. I was a fan of his. And it was such a degrading feeling, and I just kind of brushed it off and put it in the back of my mind because I didn't want to think about it again. And so it doesn't matter, you know, if you agree with the person's ideology or if you like the person or hate the person, it just feels, you feel violated.
I hear you. So you're the better authority on this. I have also had my ass grabbed, but not in the same way, obviously.
Yeah.
And mine was in the middle of an assault, but anyway, we'll tell that story in the post.
Wait, what?
I'll tell the story in the post game. TYTnetwork.com/join.
Jeez, okay.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. But I will defer to your judgment and I hear you that Bush certainly, and by the way, I agreed with this from the beginning, that he doesn't get a pass, right? It just feels a little different for me than someone who's maliciously doing it, but you're the better judge.
All right. Let's move on to another sexual assault story. More and more men in Hollywood are coming out and sharing their stories of getting sexually assaulted or sexually harassed in the industry, which is good. Not good that they got sexually assaulted, but it's important for men to come out and speak about their experiences as well, because this is not an issue that only impacts women. Now, Kevin Sorbo, who politically speaking I have no love for, recently shared how he was sexually harassed by Gianni Versace, who is no longer alive. He died. However, apparently Versace had not only sexually harassed him, but put his hands on Sorbo, and he shared the story during a podcast with Adam Carolla. So here's what he had to say. All of a sudden, his hand goes up my leg, And he says, dude, do you know I'm straight? And Versace allegedly responds to him by saying, this is why I like you. You're not a girly man, you are a man's man. In life, you must F everything. You must do the dog and the cat and the boy and the girl.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, I had a very unfortunate analogy that I'm going to now needlessly share with you and get myself in trouble. You know, people will say like, forever, like, you just gotta try. You gotta try everything once.
Yeah.
I always thought, no, you don't. I've never had sex with a rhino. I don't have to try that once to know that I'm not going to enjoy it.
Right.
So, no, you don't have to do the dog or the cat. And if you're Kevin Sorbo straight, he's straight. He doesn't have to do you. And of course, the much more important thing is, again, the power dynamic. Versace had a very important modeling job that Sorbo could have gotten. This was earlier in his career, obviously, when he was a model, before he even went on to acting. And I don't agree with Sorbo politically at all, okay? And he said some things that really got under my skin, but that affects this story 0%. He's absolutely right. And I generally definitely believe his allegations.
Yeah.
I lived in Miami when Versace did. No, I'm sorry. He got shot right before I moved to Miami. Okay. And the stories were he had a house, a gorgeous house, right on Ocean Avenue, and it had like this giant telescope, and it was not for looking at the stars, but looking at young men at the beach, and then he would pull them into his house, like somebody would come out and go, Gianni Versace would like to see you, right?
Wow.
Now, you didn't hear the rest of the story, but it's not surprising to hear that this is what would happen sometimes.
Jeez, okay. Well, you know, again, I'm glad Sorbo shared, you know, his take, because I think men are even less willing to come out and talk about their experiences because, you know, there's even more stigma toward men who talk about it, right? They're supposed to be strong, they're supposed to like have no emotion. But no, they get victimized too, and they should feel comfortable speaking out so people are brought to justice. In this case, Versace won't be brought to justice, but it will at least open the door for other men who have had similar experiences in the industry. Now, he didn't end up getting that modeling deal because he didn't cave into, you know, these advances. So he talks about that a little bit as well. He said that Versace had booked me for his fashion shows, but I never got his campaign. But I knew the game, just like I know the game of Hollywood. Casting couches have always been around. I don't play that game, nor do I care to.
As I've said before, I think this is actually tip of the iceberg. I don't know if we're ever gonna find out about the whole iceberg, but in terms of men who abuse their power who happen to be gay in Hollywood, because we found out about the men who are straight who have abused their power, but men are men, and so it is unlikely that men who are attracted to other guys are somehow different than men overall. And I have heard a lot of total rumors and nothing substantiated. If I knew, I'd tell you. But there's a constant chatter about gay powerful folks in Hollywood who've done this, and this is one. Now, he's not exactly Hollywood Versace's fashion,
right,
etc. And I don't, by the way, it is definitely not me saying that that gay Hollywood is any different than straight Hollywood. My point is the exact opposite, which is men are men, they're all the same. And so if more stories like this came out, I wouldn't be surprised. And in this case, he said no. You know, anyway.
But okay, so I have a very quick question to ask. You say men are men, and I feel like that, and I know you don't mean to say this, which is why I want you to like clarify. That makes it seem like as soon as a guy is in a position of power, he's gonna abuse his power, which I don't think is true at all, right? I've come across a lot of powerful men who have never ever made me feel harassed or assaulted or anything like that. It's just, I think the part of this that shocks even me is how incredibly commonplace it is in certain industries, not even in certain industries, probably in every industry, right? Like, I think I underestimated how often this kind of stuff happens. But I don't think that most men are like this or all men are like this, not even close. I just think that we've underestimated just how many powerful people there are out there that take advantage of those that don't have as much power.
Yeah, well, so that, let me be clear. So do I think all men are doing it right now? Of course not, right? Do I think a way higher percentage of women, men in positions of power did it earlier, 1960s, 70s, etc. Yes, I think we were naive in not realizing to what degree that happened before. And it is partly a dynamic of men, because men are interested in sex more than women. I don't mean, I know that's a totally gross generalization. I mean in this sense, right? And take all the generalizations for whatever you want, but it's not that women don't want to have sex, it's that they actually care to be attracted to men, right? In some way that is not just physical. Right? Whereas men more often focus on the physical, both straight and gay men, right? So they're like, okay, you're here, I have power over you, I'm interested in this. And so there's that portion of it that it relates to men. The more important portion relates to power. And so however much power you have, and the reason that in the 60s, 70s, etc., they had more power is because women had incredible difficulty breaking into industries. There was almost no women in those industries. And in order to get past the gatekeepers, these guys had disproportionate power. And unfortunately, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The reason it happens more in Hollywood as well, and sometimes in politics, is because there is very few jobs in those industries. There's only a couple of dozen great acting jobs per year, especially in the old days, there were less movies that were being made. So, and same for fashion, same for music. And if you were a gatekeeper in that time, well, you know, you had this absolute power in a sense. And that is why now looking back at it, we shouldn't be surprised at how much it was abused.
Yeah, it's depressing. All right, one more story before we go to break. Some are questioning whether or not there is a huge double standard when it comes to this issue of sexual harassment and sexual assault in the entertainment industry. Now, Harvey Weinstein has gotten a lot of justified criticism and backlash for decades of victimizing women in the industry. However, recently, Ellen DeGeneres shared something on Twitter that is making some men raise an eyebrow. Okay, so she wanted to celebrate Katy Perry's birthday by posting a photo, and the photo shows her staring at Katy Perry's breasts. And then her tweet says, "Happy birthday, Katy Perry! It's time to bring out the big balloons."
Get it?
Yeah. Clever. Okay.
All right.
So now here's the backlash that Ellen DeGeneres got. Example number one was Piers Morgan, and he said the following: "If a man made this joke, Ellen would lead the cries of sexist pig."
But you don't know that at all. So I'm sure that a lot of people would say that that was sexist if a guy did it. But would Ellen lead cries of sexist pig? There's no evidence to that effect at all.
I feel like Ellen goes out of her way to not ever say anything controversial, which is why it's interesting that she thought that tweet was a good idea. I actually half agree with the criticism that, not half agree, I agree with the criticism she's getting. Unfortunately, I think that the criticism is coming from dudes who want to make excuses for men who do this, right?
I have a completely different take, which is gonna get me in more trouble, but keep going on other reactions.
And then Michael Rappaport says, "Me, femme, you support women sexualizing other women? If that was me in the pic and tweet, I'd be done." And he continues to say, "Imagine if Cam Newton or any other man sent out this tweet and photo." Okay, and then, okay, so just to kind of clarify what I meant when I say that this criticism is unfortunately coming from dudes who want to make excuses for themselves, Brooklyn Bookworm perfectly laid it out. She says, "You're not a woman, let's start there. You're not upset about her being sexualized, you're upset you as a man can't do it without backlash." And so when it comes from that place, that's when it rubs me the wrong way. But I think the underlying point is accurate, right? Like, I put myself in Katy Perry's shoes. I don't know how Katy Perry feels about it, but thinking about myself in that position, I would not be amused by that tweet. I don't care if it's Ellen, I don't care how lovable she is. Like, don't put out a picture staring at my breasts and then talk about the big balloons. Like, I just wouldn't like it.
Okay, so let me zig and zag here. First off, Brooklyn Bookworm's response to Rappaport is probably true, right? That mainly guys are going, how come we don't get to do it, right? Now, but I'm a little biased in favor of Rappaport for a couple of reasons. One, he did a great anti-Trump video the other day. Okay. Two, I super randomly ran into him at a hotel in LA, and I kind of like the guy, and I liked his acting. Okay, so I'm just telling you what my biases are. So I also agree with Rappaport, though, when he says, you support women sexualizing other women. If that was me in that pic and tweet, I'd be done. He would be. People would be super pissed.
Yeah, he's right about that.
He is right about that, right? So, okay, now what's my opinion? Here comes the controversy. Look, in that picture, it isn't just her breasts. She wore a dress that shows a ton of cleavage. So, if, and Katy Perry, to be fair to her, hasn't been the one saying, I'm outraged. If she said, I'm outraged, I'd say, well, I'm not sure I agree. Okay, you wear that dress doesn't mean don't go crazy on me. You can't touch her. You can't do anything non-consensual. You can't say she had it coming. You can't say any of that. It's terrible, etc. But if someone looks, you can't go, oh, how dare you? Come on.
I know, Cenk, and I agree with you on that. But this is not just, oh, someone looked. Like, it's not like someone snapped a picture of Ellen, like, candidly, like, glancing at her breasts. This is Ellen purposely staring at her breasts and making a spectacle about it on social media. Like, it's just, it's not okay. It's not. Like, it's, and I get it. Like, I know that if I'm gonna be scantily clad, people are gonna look, right? And I'm not gonna blame them for doing that. I'm not gonna be outraged if they do that, you know? But at the same time, it doesn't give them the right to just completely disrespect me in any way that they choose. You know what I'm saying?
But is that disrespecting her? I don't know. I mean, look, and it's hard for me to relate. It's hard for me to relate because I'm a guy. So I have body parts that are amazing. My rock hard ass, my monstrous triceps. People know this. Okay, and if people looked at it and said, wow, that is amazing, I'd be flattered. I know it's different.
It's
that's why
so
I'm saying
different.
I know,
it's so different.
I know. Right? But so, and we're all putting thoughts into Katy Perry's head. She hasn't said a word about this.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just telling you that I'm not offended by what Ellen did. And I know that people would be offended if a guy did it. And that is a hypocrisy or a double standard that's worth pointing out a little bit. And
the word offended offends me at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so tired of like, oh, this is offensive. I'm offended by this. Who cares if we're offended or not? That doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we're offended doesn't matter. What matters is that there is a double standard. And if a dude did this, it would be considered unacceptable. If a woman does it, it's cute. And by the way, she's not a straight woman either, right? Mm-hmm. So she has the same, you know, sexual desires that men would when it comes to Katy Perry being, you know, scantily clad, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, again, whether I'm offended or not doesn't matter. I think that double standard exists. And if we're gonna hold people in any industry at a certain standard, that standard should apply to both genders. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you.
Okay. All right, I'm tired of talking about sexual assault.
So, I know.
So let's take a break and come back and talk about other things.
Like Nazis. All right, back on the Young Turks. Three quick tweets for you guys. Jeff Waldorf says, leave it to TYT to make me feel bad about Kevin Sorbo. This is unacceptable. Glad he spoke out.
By the way, real quick, I don't want to add it to the coverage of that story because it would have been inappropriate. You know that he and Sean Hannity like did a movie together called like Let There Be Light or something. It's like about Jesus, like a Jesus movie.
Oh my God. Now you're going to make me go watch it just
and
so
Trump
we should get high
it.
And watch it. Oh my God, that would be so funny. All right, now on a serious note, Mixed Pancake says, these stories make me so sick. What the fuck is wrong with people? Scott Remington says, not excusing GHW Bush, but my grandpa got Alzheimer's at about his age and went from a quiet, decent man to slightly lecherous. Now, we don't know that that's what's happening, right? And we were just talking about this. Bill Clinton is the first president where the press was like, ah, screw it, we're gonna tell everybody about your affairs. There was a ton of rumors that HW was having affairs in the White House, but back then the press never said it. Mm-hmm. So
boys will be boys.
Right, right. So that's how he might have skated on a lot of that and might have nothing to do with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And we don't know that he has that. Okay, anyway, member shout outs, Blake Mitchell and Emily Bervailer. Okay, sorry, Emily, did the best I could. Post game today, how did I get my ass grabbed? It was in the middle of an assault. It's a story some of you know, some of you don't. It'll be fun.
Okay.
And then the F word. Let's talk about the F word too. What does my son think the F word is? Okay, fun, cutesy story. TYTnetwork.com/join to become a member. All right, what's next?
All right. Reddit has launched its newest wave of community bans. They are wiping out certain subreddits that they believe incite violence or lead to certain forms of hate speech. Now, people are not happy about this, especially considering the fact that Reddit had already done something similar back in 2015. And people who like to engage in this type of rhetoric feel like their speech is being attacked. Now, Reddit's leadership is taking aim at content and groups that incite violence. And the first group to, or the groups to fall are Nazi and Nazi sympathizing subreddits, okay? So they released a statement about this and they wanted to clarify what they meant in regard to subreddits or communities that are unacceptable on the platform. They said that going forward, we will take action against any content that encourages, glorifies, incites, or calls for violence or physical harm against an individual or a group of people. Likewise, we will also take action against content that glorifies or encourages the abuse of animals. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. This applies to all content on Reddit, including memes. So, so far, as we film this video, they have done away with 18 communities. And that includes Nazi, European nationalism, and Pol. Those are the subreddits that we're talking about. Pol is apparently some sort of extension of 4chan. So you can understand what kind of conversations would take place on that kind of subreddit.
Yeah, so they also got rid of sex with horses. Which actually is part of my point. As usual, Reddit is a private company, they could do whatever they want. And it's not a First Amendment issue. If someone doesn't want sex with horses on their website, come on, you gotta be able to understand that, right? So they're not in favor of bestiality and they're not in favor of Nazis. And they're certainly not in favor of encouraging violence. So I think it's the right move. I think they have every right in the world to do that. But I do want to draw a distinction here. The Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, which is atrocious, horrible, terrible, etc., has been rejected by several web companies, and now they're in the dark web. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which fights for internet freedom, disagrees with that, and I agree with them. I think that that is a different situation because that is their own website and it's not allowed to be on the regular internet. Now, it's not necessarily a government issue, so I'm not saying it's unconstitutional. I just don't agree with that policy.
Right, but now you're talking about, you know, various providers, like, you know, where you would go buy a URL or an online address for your website. Now you're essentially, I mean, you're not pressuring them because you're not saying that they should face any type of legal ramification, right? But those are private businesses as well. GoDaddy, for instance, they get to make a decision. If they don't want to host that website, they don't have to host that website.
No, I know that is absolutely true legally, and it is a super hard decision because, I mean, they're Nazis, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very understandable why they, GoDaddy or any other company, wouldn't want to be associated with them in any way, shape or form. But if every one of those companies does that, but then they start to expand a little bit and go, okay, well then I also don't like this kind of content and I also don't like that kind of content. That's a dangerous precedent. And so all I'm saying is I disagree with the web hosting companies for blocking Daily Stormer. The world's worst website. I disagree with everything on it, but I think it should be allowed on the regular internet. That is a different case than Reddit, where Reddit has every right in the world to say, this is my website, and I don't want horse sex and Nazis on my website.
Yeah, I mean, we're 100% in agreement with the Reddit situation. The one other concern that I wanted to bring up, though, is, look, this type of ideology and speech doesn't just go away after these people get banned, right? The conversation keeps going, which is why the Daily Stormer now operates in the dark web. And I think my fear is, you know, the more their speech gets suppressed, the more, I guess, defiant they'll become and angry they'll become. Like, I feel like it'll fuel them, which is, you know, counter to what people want to achieve. So that's one of the things that I see as a problem.
Yeah, and look, there's good arguments to be made on both sides of that. Some studies say that if you ban the racially offensive or hate speech or whatever, you get less of it. And that's an overall good thing. Others say you push things into the dark corners, and that's where it festers and gets worse and acts out in more counterproductive ways. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that I'm not afraid of more speech. And the Nazis are not going to win an intellectual battle. Okay, it's just not going to happen.
Really? I thought they were really smart people.
Oh yeah. I know. A lot of the far, far right think that they're geniuses. Well, you see, white people are better than black people.
No.
I'm not racist though.
No, but like the new wave of Nazis, they like find a couple like phrases that they think sound smart, and then they use it over and over again, like straw man argument. Like, I'm smart, I know what a straw man argument is. And I just accuse everything and everyone who disagrees with me of straw manning me.
A couple of people taught me the Scotsman's fallacy, and I use it.
Oh, it's so good every time.
Okay, anyway. All right. Unfortunately, now we're out of time. All right, okay. Now, look, guys, we are going to come back for the online audience because there's two stories I really love and I want to tell you guys about. One is how Tesla has kind of ridden to the rescue in Puerto Rico. And I just think it's so smart of them and shows you what the future can be and not one filled with fossil fuels. And then an explanation of religious phenomenon that have happened throughout the centuries, and everybody always said, "Oh my God, Washington, it's a miracle," right?
Yeah.
And in reality, it turns out it's not a miracle; it's a medical condition. To which I say, "Of course," but I'll say that during the show. All right. So you'll hear me sometimes do this at the end of a show, especially for the radio audience, and we love you guys on Sirius Satellite Radio. Because we only have a minute left, we can't squeeze another story in. So let me just tell you the wonderful things that are possible here. First, if you want to get the whole show and a lot of the live audience, whether it's online or the radio, of course, don't get to hear the whole show. But you can download it or stream it, get it anytime you want if you're a member. That's why I tell you about it. Because if you like the show, that's a great way. People use it obviously when they're driving, jogging, et cetera, et cetera. So this tytnetwork.com/join, you get the whole 2 hour Young Turks ad free, and you get all the other network shows. So the post game show we just told you about, where I'm going to tell you about the ass grabbing incident in my case, the aggressive progressive, old school, so many of the other network shows like What the Flick. We're just trying to give you more while you guys also support independent media. So tytnetwork.com/join. All right, we love you guys, and for the online audience, stay right here on tytnetwork.com. And we'll be right back with those two stories.
How does that music not make you want to bang your head against the wall? Like,
wow, for good reason. That sounds really painful. Okay, two stories left for you guys.
All right. Tesla has come to the rescue in Puerto Rico. In fact, they have created a power infrastructure in order to allow a children's hospital in Puerto Rico to finally operate again. Now, Tesla has used its solar panels and batteries to restore reliable electricity at San Juan's Hospital del Niño, it's a children's hospital, in what company founder Elon Musk calls the first of many solar battery Tesla projects going live in Puerto Rico. Now, remember, earlier this week we did a story about how, unfortunately, Puerto Rico agreed to a $300 million contract with a company, a small utility company called Whitefish, based out of Montana. And it seems like there was some corruption that led to that deal. But in this case, Tesla is donating the solar solar panels and the batteries necessary to allow this hospital to operate again. Now, the hospital's new system allows it to generate all the energy it needs. No fossil fuels, no waste. It's renewable energy. They're donating it for the time being, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and so until they get back up on their feet, and then they're going to decide if they're going to do a long-term contract, because it's not free forever, but it is free for now. And it allows them to serve 35 permanent residents with chronic conditions, 3,000 young patients that use the hospital. And after the energy crisis is over, then they're going to discuss whether it should be permanent. But I love it for a number of reasons. One is, you know, as Trump is going around going like, nobody knew that things were going to be this complicated, right? I mean, I'd give myself an A plus for this. But you know, he's bumbling around and doing the corruption with Whitefish, etc. Meanwhile, Elon Musk comes in and goes, I got this, dog. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And boom, they're right back up. And by the way, look, from time to time I say on the show, I'm a capitalist. This is the upside of capitalism.
Yep.
And now, look, I don't want to get too deep into an economic conversation about you know, how companies are structured. But here's a company who's innovated, mm-hmm. and done a great job of doing innovation that might actually save the planet at some point. And even if you're going to be cynical about it, they're sophisticated enough to know it's great PR, mm-hmm. and it is. You know what? Helping people is good PR, and that's not a criticism. That's great. If you want to get more good PR by actually helping people in need, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I love this. I love the fact that they utilized renewable energy, which is to be expected with Tesla, considering, you know, their entire business model is based on saving the planet and doing better without using fossil fuels. But I just like that there's some degree of humanity here, which mm-hmm. I feel like is lacking in all conversations that we've been having on the show recently. And to finally see like an uplifting positive story makes me happy.
Yeah, by the way, they're not the only company. Google's parent company Alphabet has also deployed balloons in an unfortunately named Project Loon. And the reason is that is providing both phone and internet connections so that people can get in touch with their family members,
yeah.
That they were separated from. And so that's also good PR, good humanitarian thing to do, good technology, etc. And look, at some point, this renewable energy stuff, I hope, saves the planet. And I think there's a good chance that it will. And not only just it's good for the planet, but it's also great for the economy. Renewable energy industry is adding jobs at a rate 12 times the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. So if a lot of subsidies go to the fossil fuel companies, which is maddening, and they're not creating new jobs. Coal companies are not creating new jobs. The renewable energy is creating new jobs and doing right for mm-hmm. the world. So it's a rare win-win, and thrilled to see it.
Yes. All right, now let's talk about the apocalypse, because it's coming. All right. A woman in Italy is sweating blood. No, this is not a fake news story. No, it is not the end of the world. No, it is not the second coming of God. But what we do know is that this is an incredibly rare condition that has occurred in dozens of cases previously. But here's what we know. The bleeding has no clear apparent trigger and can happen while the woman is asleep or during physical activity. The bleeding becomes more intense, she told doctors, during times of stress and in episodes can last 1 to 5 minutes. So let's go to graphic 31 so you can see what this looks like. It's a little graphic, I guess, if blood makes you uncomfortable. Be warned. But that's what it looks like when she starts sweating blood. But what's even more amazing is that even though it has this sweat-like appearance, it doesn't appear to come from her sweat glands. Okay, so again, this is an incredibly rare condition. There were dozens of instances in the past, but very little is known about it. So it's unclear what's causing it. In previous episodes, what would happen is an individual would experience it for X amount of years and then it would go away. They would never experience it again. So mm-hmm. it's super fascinating, and it also has a very long and complicated word that I'm not gonna try to pronounce.
I'm right there with you, sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so now for the skeptical, which included the doctors, and that's why it was not reported very often earlier, They're like, oh yeah, she's just cut. No, 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 it's from different parts of her body. And there is no cut or gash. And so when this was absolutely confirmed in her case, they went back and found out that there were actually several dozen cases, which is actually very, very small in a planet of over 7 billion people. But real, several dozen cases since the year 2000. And then when you go back in history, actually this has happened many times. And might be somewhat related to the story of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And even Aristotle wrote about something like this happening in the 3rd century BC. And in the past, sometimes doctors would dismiss it because they think, oh, it's a person who's trying to, you know, say they're having a religious thing, etc. No, it turns out it's a real condition, often caused by stress.
Yep.
And they last anywhere from a month to 4 years, and then it doesn't happen again. And I love this story for a number of reasons. One, hashtag science. Mm-hmm. We can figure things out. There are real answers. Mm-hmm. You don't have to believe in superstition. But two, that gets to the larger issue. Look, people believed in religion and those old stories because they didn't have science. Mm-hmm. So they had to make up stuff. Originally, in our religious texts, it said that the stars were little pinpricks in heaven, mm-hmm. that it was like a black sheet over heaven, mm-hmm. but little holes there, and heaven was shining through.
It's not that.
Turns out, not remotely close. And the Adam and Eve, and the woman comes from the guy's Eve, and the serpent and the apple. Dude, they were guessing, they were making up fantasy stories. The Greeks made up different fantasy stories, the Persians made up different fantasy stories, and the ones we made up stuck around for a couple of thousand years. Mm-hmm. And you think it's forever, but it's not. It's only 2,500 years that these particular stories have been around where people genuinely believe them, right?
Yep.
And eventually you're gonna find out, oh, the bleeding from the hands is not some sort of like, oh, Lord Jesus, sky God.
Exactly, which is why we all need to start believing in astrology, because that has a lot of scientific backing.
That's a story we did yesterday where some millennials are turning to astrology.
Right.
No, you don't have to go to new superstition.
No, you
hashtag
don't.
Science.
By the way, I feel like I did not clarify this enough when we covered that story, so let me clarify something. I have no negative feelings whatsoever toward people in the Wiccan community, okay? At all. Like, people think that I'm hating. I am not hating, okay? I know you guys are good people. Please don't think that I'm judging or hating. I just, when it comes to astrology, please don't assume that you know me based on what my sign is, because it makes me crazy.
Okay. And I want everybody to understand that I am not hating on the bleeding community, okay? It's, you just have a condition, we don't know what it is,
yeah.
But don't worry, science is on it, okay?
Man, that is a pain in the ass for your bed sheets. Like, you're gonna
among the different problems you have,
and your
yes.
clothes, you're gonna stain everything. Blood's really hard to get out of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, it's understandable that however long ago, including 100 years ago, including 50 years ago, that when that started happening, people were like, oh, of course, this means,
yeah.
That, you know, God is communicating with you and you're holy and you're an angel and blah, 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 or you're the devil, da, da, da. And, you know, when the eclipse happens, they're like, oh, of course, Quetzalcoatl has come back. The great dragon is here. Right? Just give us a little bit of time. We're going to figure all this stuff out.
Yeah.
Believe in science. That's the one thing you should believe in. Okay, we're out of time, folks. We do have a great post game for you. F words. Ass grabbing that was wrong of me and in the middle of an assault, but I'm amused by, so
okay.
That's a weird story. So, TYTNetwork.com/short.
Bye bye.